On a clear September evening, the sun was sinking low. The roaring of his engines, the water painted gold. No fishing boat goes screaming across Lake Wabedo. His hat turned on backwards, a bucktail on his pole. A beer cracked wide open, too much wind for a smoke. He goes roaring through the channels to the meadows he will go. And the monster lurking in the dark is not a story told. He saw her with his own two eyes 13 years ago. And he brought her up to the boat an evening such as this. And his eyes went wide, his throat went dry, she rose from the abyss. And then like a bolt of lightning, she vanished from his sight. The monster from the meadows is in his dreams tonight. Well, somewhere between the lily pads, a cabbage and his bowl, he stalks the mighty giant, the queen of Wabedo. He's casting, pulling, cranking hard, his focus is unbroke. It's in the air, he knows she's there, the surface is her cloak. He feels that any second now the queen will make a show. He's scared as hell, not hard to tell, his heart beats in his throat. Well, a smash, crash, a mighty blow, his poles rip from his hands. The water turns, his heart burns, the monster beats the man. He didn't have a chance, he didn't have a prayer. His hands are still a-shaking, on his face a cold blank stare. She did it once, she'll do it again, that queen of Wabedo. And the biggest thing that you ever seen, another story told. And no one knows how old she is, the rides and lures she steals. Decorates her mansion beneath her aqua shield. When in stars about, a loon calls out, the water's calm as glass. And fires bursting, frogs are chirping at night. You hear a splash. And so if you go out a swimming, well, you better watch your toes, 'cause they may be breakfast, lunch, or dinner for the queen of Wabedo.